Optical mirror symmetry for toric varieties. This is based on joint work with Bo Hanfang, David Truman, and Eric Zaslow. Homological mirror symmetry was first proposed for Clavian manifold by Concevich in 1994. So let X omega J be a Clavian manifold, where omega is a symplectic structure, J is a complex structure. Together, they define a Kähler structure. So then we have a Hermitian metric on the tangent bundle, and together with the complex structure that uniquely determine a connection on the complex tangent bundle. So by Clavial, so there's a weaker condition just says the first chain class of the tangent bundle is zero. The stronger condition says that actually the first chain form defined by this connection is zero. In other words, this is a Ricci flat Kähler metric. And by Calabi conjecture and Yau theorem, when the weaker condition holds, then there exists a Kähler structure such that the stronger Calabi-Yau condition holds. So this is a rephrasing of Concevich's homological mirror conjecture for Clavial manifold. Given a projective Clavial manifold X omega J, where omega is a symplectic structure and J is the complex structure, there exists a mirror projective Clavial manifold of the same dimension. We denote it by X check with the symplectic structure omega check and the complex structure J check. Somehow, the symplectic structure on X should be related to the complex structure on the mirror, and the complex structure on X should be related to the symplectic structure on the mirror. So we have the homological mirror symmetry says there should be the following equivalences of derived categories. So the derived category, Fukaya category of the symplectic manifold X omega should be equivalent to the derived category of coherent sheaves on the mirror. So the Fukaya category is defined by the symplectic structure. The objects are Lagrangian submanifolds. And the category of coherent sheaves is defined by the complex structure. And we also have part B, which says the derived category of coherent sheaves on X should be equivalent to the derived Fukaya category of the mirror. So in 1996, Stronger, Yao, and Zaslow proposed a geometric construction of the mirror manifold and the mirror map. So I'll just briefly describe this well-known construction, actually a simplified version of that. Suppose that your original Clavial manifold admits a special Lagrangian torus vibration. Then to get the mirror manifold, we take the dual torus vibration. So each fiber of the original vibration is a compact torus of dimension n, where n is equal to the complex dimension of x. So x sub b is the fiber over b. Then the dual vibration, the fiber over b, is the moduli of flat connections on this original torus xb. So this gives you at least topologically what the dual vibration should be. And then you can construct the complex structure on the dual vibration from the symplectic structure of the original vibration. And you can construct the complex structure, symplectic structure on the dual vibration from the complex structure of the original vibration. So this tells you how to construct the mirror geometry as a Clavial manifold. And next, we want to understand how to get this functor. So let's look at the B model or the complex structure of the original Clausius manifold. We want to have a functor from the category of coherent sheaves on X to the Fukuya category of the mirror. So we will just describe it at the level of objects. Actually, we will just describe it for holomorphic line bundles. So I'll just briefly describe it. So given a holomorphic line bundle, which can be viewed as an object in the coherent sheaves, in the category of coherent sheaves on X, we choose a unitary connection. Moreover, we choose the unitary connection to be like torus invariant, such that when we restrict this unitary connection to each fiber, it's a flat connection on each torus fiber. So then this actually gives a rise to a Lagrangian section of the dual fibration. So given little b in the base B, we map it to the holonomy of the unitary connection restricted to the fiber over B. This will give you an element of this group of homomorphism from pi 1 of XB to U1, which is exactly the fiber of the dual fibration over B. So this gives a Lagrangian section. So this at least tells us how to obtain an object in the Fukuya category given a holomorphic line bundle. So there is a choice of this unitary connection, but it turns out that different connections will define equivalent objects in the Fukuya category of the mirror. So these are well-known constructions for Clausius manifolds. So our strategy is the following. We want to apply the SYZ construction to a toric variety X to obtain a version of part B of the homological mirror symmetry. The derived category of the coherent sheaf of the toric variety X should be equivalent to the derived category of the Fukuya category of the mirror. So to describe this procedure explicitly, we need to fix some notation in toric geometry. So let Xj be a compact toric manifold. The complex dimension is n. So we want to focus on the B model or the complex structure on the toric manifold. So we don't want to use the symplectic structure. We only look at the complex structure. And actually later we can relax the condition. We don't need the toric variety to be smooth. They can be singular or even non-projective as long as it's compact. We have a version of our theorem. So, but now let's assume Xj is a compact toric manifold. So this algebraic n torus, C star n x on x, and let Tr to be the maximum compact subgroup. For example, X is the complex projective space of dimension n, and given T1 up to Tn, a point in C star n and Z0, this bracket Z0 to Zn, which is a point in the complex projective space. So these Zi's are just standard homogeneous coordinates, and this is the action of the capital T on Pn. So this is the most typical example of n-dimensional compact toric manifold. So given this, we define a lattice which n, which is the lattice of one parameter subgroups of T. And let n be the group of irreducible characters of T. This is the dual lattice of n, which is another rank n lattice. Now we consider, so we tensor, we tensor M by R, we get an n-dimensional real vector space which can be canonically identified with the Lie algebra of the compact torus. And we take m tensor R, we get the dual real vector space, which is another vector space of real dimension n. And it can be, so this m sub R can be identified with the dual of the Lie algebra of the compact torus. So we can, if we take nr mod n, we recover our compact torus. And the dual torus is obtained by quotient m sub r by the lattice m. So we have defined this lattices n and m, vector spaces nr and mr, and compact torus and dual torus. So let's try to perform the SYZ transformation to get the mirror geometry. So the toric manifold is not Calabial. What we will do is we take the open orbit, which can be identified with C star n. This is a non-compact Calabial manifold. And we apply the SYZ transformation to this non-compact Calabial manifold. So we start with C star n, which is the open orbit inside the toric manifold. It can be canonically identified with nr mod n cross nr, where nr mod n is the compact torus acting on our toric manifold. And there is a logarithm map to nr. And this nr cross n, mod n cross nr is a trivial vibration over nr whose fiber is tr. So it's trivial, so we can also view tr as the base. Then it can be identified with the tangent bundle of t sub r. The universal cover is the tangent bundle of the vector space nr. So this has a natural complex structure. Actually, like TNR is just NR cross NR, which is N tensor C. So this CN is equipped with that standard complex structure and is compatible with the standard complex structure on C star N. So we are only going to use this trivial standard complex structure to construct a mirror. So to construct a mirror, you take this trivial torus vibration, you replace the fiber by the compact torus MR mod M. Again, this is trivial vibration, so we can view this torus fiber as the base. Then we can canonically identify the total space of the dual vibration to be the cotangent bundle of the compact dual torus. And the universal cover can be identified with the cotangent bundle of the universal cover of the compact dual torus, which is T star MR. So then under the SYZ transformation, the mirror symplectic structure is exactly the canonical symplectic structure on the cotangent bundle. Okay, so this T duality or SYZ transformation tells us somehow the mirror geometry should be the cotangent bundle of the compact torus as a compact dual torus as a symplectic manifold. So this is a preliminary version of homological mirror symmetry for toric varieties. We claim that there is a functor of triangulated categories from the derived category of coherent sheaves on our toric manifold X to the derived Bucaya category of the cotangent bundle of the compact dual torus. We also have a T equivariant version. So if we have a equivariant coherent sheaves, this actually allows us to lift our Lagrangian, the dual Lagrangian, to the cotangent bundle of the universal cover. And so the So this is the bounded derived category of T equivariant coherent sheaves. So actually, I mean, this when X is smooth and projective, this is generated by T equivalent line bundles. So you take a line bundle together with the equivalent structure. So you perform the T-duality construction we described earlier, you get a section of the dual torus vibration. And what is a choice of lifting? It's exactly a choice of a point in the lattice M, which is one-to-one correspondence to the different equivalent structure on the same line bundle. Yeah, but there's some problem with this because the mirror geometry only sees the dimension of the compact toric manifold. So we need to refine this. So what happens is actually for each toric variety, we can characterize a subcategory of the right-hand side defined in terms of the fan defining the toric manifold. So in order to give you this intrinsic characterization, I need to introduce some the fan picture and some conical Lagrangian in the total space. So we still assume that X is a smooth projective toric variety defined by a fan in NR. So remember, NR can be identified with the Lie algebra of the compact torus acting on X. So for example, when X is P1, so the fan consists of like three cones, one zero-dimensional cone, two one-dimensional cones. So for P2, we get a complete two-dimensional fan. So we have one zero-dimensional cone, three two-dimensional cones, and three top-dimensional cones. So there are seven cones. And I'm going to use this fan to define a conical Lagrangian in the cotangent bundle of MR. So yeah, so this is a union. So for each cone, we take minus sigma. So sigma is a cone, which is subset in NR. We take minus sigma, which is another subset in NR. And then we define the sigma perv, which is given by this subset. And so you see if sigma is a k-dimensional cone in NR, then sigma perv will be a co-dimension k subspace in MR. So then we want to make it periodic. So we shift it by lattice point in MR. Let me do one example. So for example, if this is for P1, so MR is R and NR is R and TMR is just R cross R. And NR, first you look at the in NR we have sigma 1, sigma 0, and sigma 2. So for sigma 0, minus sigma 0 is still sigma 0, but sigma 0 perf is the whole MR. So this is contribution from sigma. This is certainly a Lagrangian submanifold of the cotangent bundle. And then for sigma 1, negative sigma 1 is here, and sigma 1 perf is 0 because it's top dimensional. So we get this. Then we translate it by lattice point M. So chi, So M is null green. So this comes from the sigma 0, and sigma 1 gives us this. And then sigma 2 gives us this. So this is the conical Lagrangian when the toric variety is P1. And since this is periodic, so it descends to a conical Lagrangian in the cotangent bundle of the Gould torus. So in this case, it's just circle times R. And somehow, when you view it as a cotangent bundle, this is the base. So this is a union of the zero section and a fiber at the identity of the circle. Yeah, is it clear at least how this conical Lagrangians are defined for P1? Yeah, so in general you do the same thing. Okay, so now let me state more precisely our main theorems. So this is a combination of several authors' work. Let X sigma be a toric variety defined by a finite complete fan. So that means we assume the toric variety is compact, but we don't assume it's smooth, and we don't assume it's projective. So then the first line, this is a union. The union is a Lagrangian subvariety. Right, you will have boundary. They will have boundary. For example, for P2, let me just draw. So for P2, the base will be, this is the, okay, so then I'm going to draw, so identify, because this whole total space of the cotangent bundle is four dimension. So I can only draw the base. Okay, so the Lagrangian, it's a zero section on these two triangles. And on this, so these four points are the same point. So on this point, I have the whole fiber. But then, this is still not high dimension enough, but yeah, okay, you can see this. But along this open interval, it's not the whole conormal bundle, it's only a half. Yeah. Yeah, so this is the picture for P2. So in general, so if you look at the fiber, you only know that it is conic. It is invariant under multiplication by a positive real number. Right. We will describe the definition more precisely. Okay, so let me, one. So yeah, as I said, this is Tory variety defined by finite complete span we have. So I will first say briefly what this is, and like the main goal of the second half of my talk is to define these categories more carefully and describe these functors. So this is certain category of T equivalent coherent sheaves on the toric manifold. And on the end, we have some Foucault category of the cotangent bundle of the vector space MR. And so the object here are Lagrangians in this total space, which is bounded in the MR direction. But it can be unbounded at the, in the fiber direction NR. But we require that they have to be asymptotically to this conical Lagrangian. For example, yeah, you should probably turn your head around because then this is the MR direction. So it's bounded in this direction but unbounded in this direction. So you can have things like this or like this, but you cannot have this. Right. So then similarly, we have the non-equivalent version. Yeah, so this is certain category of coherent sheaves on the toric variety. And this is, in the middle, this is certain category of constructal sheaves on the vector space. And in non-equivalent version, in the middle, we have constructal sheaf on the compact torus. And we take some subcategory, which is characterized by this conical Lagrangian we just defined. And here on the right-hand side, this is the cotangent bundle of the compact torus. And we have defined this conical Lagrangian. And now we don't, yeah, now the base is already compact. So we just require that our Lagrangians are exact and they are asymptotically to this conical Lagrangian. So these four are actually triangulate differential graded categories, and actually they have monoidal structures. So the monoidal structure here comes from the tensor product of, say, line bundles. So we call kappa or kappa bar the coherent constructal correspondence. And this mu and mu bar is known as microlocalization. And the composition, so after we take a derived version of the composition, we should get a version of homological mirror symmetry for toric variety, at least when X is smooth and projective. First, Nadler and Zaslow prove that mu and mu bar are quasi embeddings of A infinity categories. And Nadler proved that these microlocalization functors are actually quasi equivalences. So our main contribution, this is joint work with Fung and Truman and Zaslow, we prove that this kappa, this coherent constructal correspondence, is a quasi-equivalence of triangulated DG categories, and moreover, it is actually tensorial. It preserves the monoidal structures. And the non-equivalent version is addressed in a solo paper by Truman to appear soon. So in the non-equivalent version, he can prove there is a quasi-embedding in general, and for quasi-equivalence, he needs some additional assumption on the fan. He cannot prove it in general. So now let's take, so what are the corollaries? So we take the cohomology category, and when X is smooth and projective, then the derived category of this curve, like this category of perfect complex is the same as the usual derived category. So we take the cohomology category, we obtain the following. So we get, we compose this coherent constructal local correspondence together with this micro-localization, we get the equivalence of triangulated category for the equivariant version. And for non-equivariant version, so we get always get the quasi embedding. And it's the equivalence under certain additional assumptions on sigma. We expect that actually this should also be an equivalence. But from now on, we will focus on the equivariant version. So, but before I describe these categories and these functors, I want to mention some related previous results. Maybe some of you have heard about the previous result. So we assume that X is smooth projective toric variety. So first, some previous results on this coherent constructal correspondence. So there's a classical description due to Morelli of the equivariant K-theory of a toric variety. So he established an isomorphism between the equivariant K-theory of a toric variety, a smooth projective toric variety, and a group of piecewise constant functions on MR, so which I can be identified with the dual of the Lie algebra of the compact torus acting on X. So our coherent constructal correspondence can be viewed as the categorification of Morelli's classical theorem, because when we pass to Grothendieck group, we recover Morelli's theorem. So another more related result is Bondel actually announced the following result several years ago. With some additional assumption on the fan, he has this equivalence of the derived category of coherent sheaves on a toric variety and derived category of constructal sheaves on the compact dual torus, constructal with respect to some stratification. This stratification is specified by this fan. But he really needs some additional assumption. So what we found is actually, in general, you cannot expect this to be true, because in general, I mean, this can be always described by this conical Lagrangian, but only under additional assumption can it be described in terms of stratification. For example, this additional assumption in dimension 2 implies your toric surface is Fanon. Okay, so Abuzé proved that for any projective toric variety, there is an embedding from the derived category of coherent sheaves on the toric variety to the derived Fukaya category. This is some of the Landau-Ginzburg mirror. So this W is a holomorphic function from C star N to C. It is known as the naive superpotential. It is a superpotential when your X is Fanon. So this is more well known, because this is the Hori-Vafa mirror of the toric Fanon variety. And his version is not quite the Fukaya-Seidel category. So an object in this relative Fukaya category is a compact Lagrangian submanifold with boundary in W, the fiber. So assume that zero is actually a regular value of this superpotential. So it's a fiber over a regular value, say zero. This is just an embedding, not an equivalence. though it's expected that this should be equivalence when X is final. So this is what he proved for general smooth projective toric toric varieties. And actually the so this is a more familiar version of the homological mirror symmetry for toric varieties. So this Lagrangians constructed by T duality is actually closely related to the tropical limit of Abu Zeid's tropical Lagrangian sections. So he actually starts with some tropical limit of this picture, and he needs to like glue and do a lot of estimates to get this finite version. And finally, so for the Fukaya-Saito category, so the usual homological mirror symmetry for Fanon manifolds, and when it's toric, the superpotential can be written down explicitly. And for this version, so first the P2 case was proved by Saito, and Aru and Kazakov and Olof proved it for weighted projective planes and Del Paso surfaces. And Uenda and Yamazaki proved it for toric Del Paso and orbifold toric Del Pasos. So these are all results in dimension two. And Bondo and Run, Wei Dong Run, claim they can actually do weighted projective space of any dimension using Bondo's result on the relation between coherent sheaves on the toric variety and constructible sheaves on compact torus. Okay, so let me define this category. So there are three categories. Let me define these categories more carefully. So the first category is that the object is complex of T equivalent quasi-coherent sheaves on X, quasi-isomorphic to a bounded complex of T equivalent vector bundles on X, a mod acyclic complex. So if you want, you can just think them as a bounded complex of T equivalent vector bundles on your toric variety. And this is a differential graded category. So I'll just define it for the home space between two sheaves instead of two complexes. So the home space between two sheaves, if you like, you can think F and G as vector bundles. Then you, for vector bundle is easy. So let's take F and G to be sheaves, and you do an injective resolution, and you get the home complex. So actually, for toric variety, there's a canonical open cover by affine toric varieties. And then you can use the check resolution, which will give you injective resolution. Then this will be like check complex. Then this is, so the morphism in this differential graded category is a complex. Then you take the cohomology, you get a home space in the derived category, which is this extension groups. And the monoidal structure comes from the tensor product of two vector bundles. When X is smooth and projective, this, you take the cohomology category, it's the same as the derived category of T equivalent coherent sheaves on the toric variety. It is generated by equivalent ample line bundles. So I introduced this notation L sub C, where D1 to DR are T invariant divisors, one for each one-dimensional cone. So for P1, you have two fixed points, zero and infinity. So for P1, so we have D1 and D2, and L sub C1, C2 is the line bundle associated to the divisor C1 times 0 plus C2 times infinity, and if you forget the equivalent structure, you get OC1 plus C2. So let's look at the second category. It's the category of constructible sheaves on MR. So let me first forget about this conical Lagrangian. So what is this? So an object in this category is a complex of sheaves on this vector space with bounded constructible cohomology. So this is for the first C, constructible. And the second C says that it's actually it has compact support. So morphism is similarly, if we take two sheaves on MR, we take injective resolutions of them and the home space form a complex, which is. So this complex is the morphism in this category. And then the monoidal structure on this category comes from the convolution product. So given two sheaves, you take the, on MR, you take the exterior tensor product, you get a sheaf on MR cross MR, then you push forward it by the addition map to MR, push forward with compact support. Okay, and the important thing is actually this is generated by so-called co-standard objects. What are they? So you take any open set U, and you so you consider open embedding J. Okay, I should say U is a bounded because we want it to be here. You take a bounded open set in MR, you consider open embedding. So you take the constant sheaf on U and you push forward to MR with compact support shifted by the dimension of MR. So this is the category of constructible sheaves. So finally, so this additional assumption, so lambda sigma is this subcategory consisting of sheaf with singular support in this conical Lagrangian. So I won't define this, give you the precise definition in general, but I will later show you the singular support of co-standard objects. And these objects actually generate this category. So finally, the Foucault category, I will just do this briefly because by Nadler, Zaslow, and Nadler, we already know that the Foucault category is, the derived Foucault category is equivalent to the derived category of constructible sheaves. And the Foucault category, so first we, so the cotangent bundle is a symplectic manifold, exact symplectic manifold. We have the standard symplectic form omega. Xi's are coordinates on the base MR, and Yi are dual coordinates on NR, the dual vector space. And this omega is exact, is equal to d theta, where theta is this canonical one form on the cotangent bundle. The object in this Foucault category are exact Lagrangian submanifolds. So the restriction of this one form on L is actually exact. And we require it with compact support in the MR direction. And there is some additional structure in order to define morphisms, which I will suppress. And the morphism, so between two Lagrangian is the floor chain complex. If L0 and L1 intersect transversally at finally many points, then as a vector space, this is spanned by this intersection points. And there is a grading to make it a graded chain. Yeah, so, but it's not quite a complex. So you have this higher composition. So for example, M1 will be from home L0, L1 to home L0, L1 shifted by 1. So M1 is like a differential, but M1 squared is not 0. So this actually doesn't, it's not really a complex. And there are like So the composition is not associative. So this higher product is defined in terms of counting holomorphic polygons bounded by this Lagrangian. So this is FUK. So when I write F, it just means we can take a complex of such Lagrangians. So we have defined these three categories. So now let's describe these functors. So first I want to describe this microlocalization functor mu from the category of constructible sheaves to the Foucault category. First we forget about this conical Lagrangian. There's a map, microlocalization. So we already know that this category of constructible sheaves is generated by co-standard objects. So we consider a co-standard object defined by a bounded open subset. So we assume that actually the boundary is somehow nice in the following sense. There's a function M from NR to R such that when we restrict to the boundary, restrict to the boundary is zero and it's positive in the interior. Sorry. So once we choose a function, we can. So this will define this. This will be an object here, and when we vary all possible bounded open subset MR, then this will generate this category. So we only need to define this functor on such co-standard object. And I want to map this to, so I take this function, so this should be equal, like this is equal to zero. I take log M and I take the differential. So then this function is defined in the interior in this U. Okay, so in boundary it will go to infinity. I take minus the differential. The graph of the differential will be a subset of a section of the cotangent bundle over this open subset U. And actually, when we take limit as epsilon goes to zero, this will become the microlocal supports. So I also tell you the microlocal support for this particular co-standard constructible sheaf. But okay, so let me just give you one example. So example is we take U to be just the open interval. So this is the P1 example. So MR is R. So M, we can just take the coordinate, just x1 minus x, right? And then we take, so minus d log M is dx okay, sorry, so here, so if I consider, so if we look at this part, then we see that this is our 0, 1 in MR. Then as, so when it approaches 0, it will approach minus infinity M. So this is, and so we know this is microlocal support of this J freak C U here 0, 1. So this is here. So if we turn 90, yeah, so 90 degree, actually you get this. Yeah, and it's microlocal support is actually here. So, so this describes the microlocalization functor. Then next I want to, now I'm ready to describe this. So we already, so the coherence, so let me first describe the coherent constructor correspondence on ample line bundles. On ample line bundles, it's very easy. I take ample line bundle L sub C. So C is, and then for an ample line bundle, if I take the equivariant structure, actually there is a convex polytope. So given an equivariant ample line bundle, equivariant and ample, so there is a convex polytope. Yeah, so when X is smooth, this is the moment polytope defined by the first chain class of this ample line bundle, or rather first chain form. So this is a convex polytope. So then the interior is some open subset in MR, and it is bounded. So if we have an ample line bundle, then we just take the co-standard object defined by the interior of this convex polytope. This is the coherent constructor functor. And then after we compose with the microlocalization functor I just described, it turns out that the image is equivalent to the Lagrangian constructed from the the SYZ transformation. So if you run if you take this equivariant line bundle and you equip it with some unitary connection and you do this TDU transformation, you get some TDU Lagrangian. It is equivalent to this composition. So this actually, when X is smooth, this category is generated by equivariant ample line bundles. So this defines this coherent constructor correspondence. So the next last thing I want to do is like how we define this functor kappa in general and how we prove that it's an equivalent. So now, in order to do that, I'm going to introduce some for each cone sigma and for each chi, a lattice point in M, we will define a coherent, quasi-coherent sheaf on X in the following way. So for each cone, we define X sub sigma to be the associated affine toric subvariety. And we let J sub sigma prime be the opening embedding. So any equivariant line bundle on this affine toric subvariety is just a trivial line bundle twisted by some non-trivial character. So this is an equivariant line bundle on this open set, and we push forward. We get something which is not coherent. It's quasi-coherent equivariant sheaf on X. So it's an object here. So this is the category we want. And you can show by check, you can do check, you take any object here, you think it's a complex of vector, T equivalent vector bundles. So you do check resolution, you can show that this category is contained in this subcategory generated by the theta prime sheaves. So you let this sigma vary over all the possible cones and chi varies over all the possible lattice point in M. Okay, so now I'm going to define some theta without prime, which will be constructible sheaves on the vector space MR. So I just take the dual cone, which is the dual cone is a cone in the dual vector space MR. I shift it by this character chi. I take the interior, this is the open subset in MR, and I take the co-standards object on here. But now it is a cone, so it is not bounded. You can check that it has the right micro-local support, but it's constructible but not compactly supported. So it's in SH sub C but not SH sub CC.
This
is what we want. We want constructible and compactly support with micro local support in this conical Lagrangian. This is larger, and one can actually show that this the category we want is contained in the subcategory generated by the theta sheaves, and this is the most technical part. But once you know that, then it's easy. So because the morphism, the home space of this between the theta prime sheaves and theta sheaves are very easy to calculate. Because for the theta sheaves, you are compute the morphism between two line bundles on of a fine space. And here it amounts to computing the relative singular homology of a contractible set relative a point or a contractible set relative to an empty set. So you get either zero or one dimensional in degree zero. So then you see that there's this shows that actually this defines a functor, and this functor restrict to a functor from here to here. To say that this also preserves the monoidal structure, namely the tensor product on here and the convolution product on the constructible sheaves, that will need more work. Okay, so the final slides, I just want to say that if you have a complete toric orbifold defined by a Stadtke firm, we have a very similar statement. So the only difference is, so we can use the Stadtke firm to define a conical Lagrangian, then we still have a quasi-equivalence of monoidal triangulate differential categories. From the category of T-quadrant perfect complex on the toric orbifold to certain subcategory of constructible sheaves of the vector space MR. Yeah, I guess I don't have time to explain that example, so I'll stop here. Thank you for your attention.